Well, hello there. Isn't it lovely to hear my voice again? I'm Lewis Abernathy, the not-so-beloved patriarch of the Abernathy family, and I'm dead. Oh, what a night we had at Old Cove. So much happened last night at the manor that I could hardly wrap my dead head around it. Let me recap the night for you. Elena Wollstonecraft's plan for revenge against my family came to a climactic end, which left Janelle shocked, Elena and Harley behind bars, and Lawrence, or should I say Harlan, the twin brother of Lawrence, as the one responsible for my murder. Which really just leads to more questions. Let's return to our story. In the cellar of Abernathy Manor, in the secret room, Lawrence and Diana are frantically packing up their equipment. They are both worried about someone knowing what they have been up to.
Only take what's truly important. The rest of it doesn't matter.
Diana stops packing and turns to Lawrence.
Do you think whomever was in here discovered the truth?
That I murdered Lewis Abernathy?
Exactly.
No, I looked at the computer log and I was the last one to log in. However, I noticed someone else did try to access my server. They weren't successful though.
That's good news.
That's very good news.
Diana simply nods her head. She pulls out her cell phone and sees she has more missed calls from an unknown number.
It's him again, isn't it?
He's been calling. Repeatedly. You know he wants an update.
Yes, and I never planned on shooting Lewis. But we don't always get what we want, now do we?
Lawrence finishes packing up the last few items and dusts off his hands.
I think that's it. I'll meet you at the Old Cove Inn in the morning.
Diana doesn't seem to be paying Lawrence any attention.
Earth to Diana.
Sorry. I was thinking about...
I don't care.
Always so considerate.
Listen, we will deal with him later. Right now we have more important issues to take care of.
Like who was down here?
I've worked too hard to make sure everyone would believe I'm Lawrence Abernathy.
And you've done a great job.
I have. But killing Lewis wasn't a part of the original plan. He just got too close to learning the truth.
They won't be happy to know you killed Lewis.
That's why we are going to make sure Elena takes the fall for killing Lewis Abernathy.
Three days later, at the Abernathy Manor in the living room. Sawyer Abernathy stands at the fireplace in the living room, staring at the family photo when Kellen enters.
Sawyer, is everything okay?
Sawyer turns around, clearly upset.
No, Kellen, everything is not okay. Do you really believe Elena killed Father?
It doesn't matter what I believe. If it keeps prying eyes away, I don't care who did it.
Lily enters the living room.
Are you two still talking about this? Elena did it. Let that be the end of it.
I don't know. I think we are missing something. It just seems too easy.
Does it really matter who killed Father?
Yes, it does. Because if it's not Elena, then that means he, she, or they are still out there. Who's to say this person won't come after us next?
Elena wanted to destroy your family. Killing Lewis and framing his children, that's Elena at her finest.
Lily goes to the door, opens it, and is shocked to see Lawson, her younger brother, at the door.
Lawson, what are you doing here?
Lily smiles and gives Lawson a tight embrace.
Not so tight, sis.
Lawson pulls away from Lily's embrace.
I heard about all the excitement with Aunt Elena.
She went completely crazy, Lawson.
Lily shuts the door and places her hand on Lawson's shoulder. He winces. She gives him a worried expression and raises his sleeve.
Oh my God, Lawson, what happened to you?
Lily tries to pull down the collar of his shirt, but Lawson pushes Lily's arm off of his shoulder.
It's nothing, Lily.
It sure doesn't look like nothing. If I find out...
It's my fault, actually. I left the bathroom door wide open and walked right into it. Then it didn't help. I tripped over a rug in the hallway.
Lawson.
Sawyer and Kellen walk into the foyer, interrupting them. Lawson smiles at them. They smile back. Lawson notices they're all wearing black.
Who died?
My father.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, he's not joking.
Oopsie. I'm so sorry, I didn't...
And you are?
This is my brother, Lawson.
Oh, God. There's another one?
Nice to meet you, too.
So what brings you to Old Cove, Lawson?
Janelle called.
Oh, God.
And she told me everything that went down, which is why I thought I'd come and check on the two of you.
Aren't we popular today? I wonder who this is. Any more relatives stopping by, Lil?
Sawyer pushes past Lily and Lawson and opens the door. Ginny, his mother, smiles as she makes eye contact with everyone. Over at Memorial Hospital in Janelle's hospital room, Janelle lies in her hospital bed, flipping through the television channels.
That was not part of the plan. Why in the hell did they only have 5 channels?
Janelle throws the television remote at the TV. Forgetting it's attached to the bed, it hits her gunshot wound.
Ah!
Drake stands at the hospital door with a smirk on his face.
Feeling better?
Janelle is shocked to see Drake coming towards her. She combs through her hair.
What are you doing here, Drakey?
I thought I'd just come and check on you. How's the leg?
Feels like I've been shot. But I'm alive, so yay.
I can't believe your aunt would just have shot you like that.
I can. Elena's a bitch. Always has been, always will be.
I had heard stories from Abigail, but I always thought she was just being overdramatic.
Maybe Elena killed Abigail.
Why would Elena want Abigail dead?
Janelle shrugs her shoulders.
Do you think I should be looking at Elena for Abigail's murder?
Abigail was Elena's favorite. She'd never do anything to hurt her precious Abigail.
You sound a little...
jealous? Of Abigail? God, no! Anyway, I'm sure you're not here to check on me. So, what did I do to earn the pleasure of your company?
In Lily's car. Lily and Lawson begin their drive to Memorial Hospital to check on their cousin Janelle.
You've been very quiet.
I'm thinking, Lawson.
And what are you thinking?
About why you would really come all this way. What's really going on?
I was worried about you and Janelle. I know how Elena gets when she goes full-on soap opera villain.
You'd send a text or even call before traveling hundreds of miles to check on either of us.
You know that's not true. My love for you...
Lawson.
Okay, there might be another reason I'm here.
You can trust me, Lawson. I'm your big sister. I'd do anything to protect you.
Lawson smiles at Lily.
But you have to be truthful with me. Did he?
No, he wouldn't do that to me ever again. He promised.
He's promised lots of things. I should never have let you go back to him.
Let me. Let me. You're not my keeper, Lily.
Someone has to look out for you, Lawson. You aren't... Never mind.
What? Say it, Lily.
You aren't known for making the best decisions when it comes to men.
You're one to talk. I'm not the only one in this car with daddy issues.
Damn it, Lawson. Just tell me. Is he responsible for the bruises on your body or not?
Back over at Memorial Hospital in Janelle's hospital room.
So what really brings you to my glamorous hospital room, Drakey?
Don't call me Drakey.
You know you secretly like it.
Actually, no, I don't. I did want to check on you.
Aw, you're just the sweetest.
I also wanted to ask you a few questions.
About Elena and Harley?
Correct. Do you know why they hate the Abernathy family so much?
Nope. I only just found out they were in Old Cove. I ran into Elena and Harley at the Perfect Brew.
They didn't mention why they were there.
I didn't talk to them. I avoid my aunts at all costs. Most of us do.
Most of?
Lily and Abigail are the ones that always stayed in contact with Elena.
Why is that?
Next to Abigail, Lily's always been Elena's favorite. Second favorite, though.
Did that bother Lily?
I think deep down, it did.
Do you think Lily might know more about Elena and Harley's plans for the Abernathy family?
Most definitely.
Last question. Do you think your aunts could have murdered Louis Abernathy?
Harley? No. She doesn't have it in her to kill. But I'd be shocked if Elena didn't kill Louis Abernathy.
Get ready for the shock of your life then, Janelle, because for once, your aunt is innocent. Well, we know she's far from innocent, but this is the one murder Elena doesn't get credit for. Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's New Day.